that old wheel. It's gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. That wheel has rolled around again, and we welcome you to the Radio Ranch this early Saturday morning, October 26th. 2013. Not as early on the East Coast as it is out here, and maybe a little earlier in Oregon, huh, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so.
So good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning, Holy Spirit. And John, you want to open us up in prayer, and then we'll open the phone lines and go from there.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly this morning, Lord, and we just ask for your blessing to be upon today's program, Lord. Pray that you would guide and direct us, give us the thoughts that you want your people, the remnant, to hear, and pray for a special anointing on those that seek to do your will. Lord, pray protection over your people. Pray that you continue to remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, Lord, that they would see the truth and that they would heed the gospel. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we welcome you here to Coffee with the Wranglers on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We might be coming to you on WTWW Shortwave, or you might be there at the website tuned in and at the live audio stream. You might even have your satellite on, be listening on the KU band audio satellite.
And, or you might catch us on the AM just by the frequency of God, I guess.
We still get that, that people have their little AM radios, and it seems more and more it's prisoners, I guess, that, I don't know, they get in and tune it or something, or God just opens the airwaves up and has this shortwave broadcast come in on the AM channel. Kyle's absolutely right. That happens as well, that we hear. But we're here, Coffee with the Wranglers. Where we'll go from here,
nobody
who knows? Kyle's got his Bible open, and I've got mine open and some notes, and I'm sure I know John and Jason probably have plenty to bring. And we'll go in age order. We'll let Jason go first.
It does not go in an age order.
Well, that's
youngest to
youngest.
Oldest.
Yeah, youngest to oldest. Jason's always got. No, we came in this morning. I told Kyle, I said, I'm just, you know, turn the news off the computer. I said, I'm just ready to turn the world off because it's just. You know, you get the good news from the Bible and all the other news from the world, I guess. And between the school shootings the last 2 weeks and the 13-year-olds killed for carrying pellet guns and, you know, then the junior high student out in, what was it, Massachusetts or somewhere that just kills his teacher with a box cutter and drags her out and dumps her in the woods. You know, no thanks. I don't want any part of it.
Well, it sure seems like there's an awful lot of things going on. You know, turning it off and turning your back on it don't do any good either.
That's
and
true.
And that's what a lot of people have done. You know, there's certain people that, you know, they can't deal with it. But then, you know, then there are certain people that feel like they have an obligation to look at what's doing and to try to make a difference. And, you know, that's the Gideon Elite Forces. There's a... You know, there's always going to be a remnant, and I think that, you know, I think that question that Christ asked, when I return, will I find faith, is playing more and more into, you know, it is a question. It's you look around, and when he returns, will he find faith? You know, we've got to have the faith that does overcome the world, you know, and that's, it's easy to get caught up in. It's easy to turn your back on it, but does that do any good? No. It doesn't. And we've got to make sure that, you know, we do our part. You know, the world's doing its part. Hey, you know.
That's right.
If we don't have any defense, you know, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, and we got to remember that. We got to walk in that. You know, it just, as far as, you know, you look at this, I mean, there's just, it seems like every time you turn around, there's something. You know, I was looking at this Census Bureau information that came out this week, and, you know, it talks about the government recipients outnumber the full-time year-round workers. And, you know, you look at that, and it's like, it can't go on for very long. This last year, I guess the numbers that they finally published were from 2011. And this news article here says, Americans who were recipients of means-tested government benefits in 2011 outnumber year-round full-time workers, according to data released this month by the Census Bureau. They also outnumber the total population of the Philippines. There were 108,592,000 people in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2011 who were recipients of one or more means-tested government benefit programs, the Census Bureau said in data released this week. Meanwhile, according to Census Bureau, there were 101,716,000 people who were worked full-time year-round in 2011. That included both private sectors and government workers. You know, there's a... That can be that can be discouraging, or that can be encouraging. I mean, the discouraging thing is it's sad when you got more people taken out of the bucket than you got putting in. It can't work very long. The good thing is it can't work very long.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's what, you know, we gotta wrap, change our way of thinking on a lot of things.
Good point, Jason.
Yeah.
Good point.
I think,
you know, it go ahead.
Something that you said to me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, makes a lot of sense, though. You look at what's going on in the world, but can those kind of things happen to us? Sure, they can, if God allows it to. But once you're bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, that puts you in a different realm, puts you in a different protection, the way I see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been reminded just lately, it seems like the Holy Spirit's, you know, and I've told several people the same thing, and it's what, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You know, we've got, like, when you were talking not that long ago, when you brought up the, you know, the two kingdoms and the two domains, you know, you're either for Jesus Christ or you're against it. You know, what's it going to be? Period. You know, that's where the buck stops. Buck stops here. End of story. You know, so do you want to be part of a solution, or do you want to be part of the problem? You're going to have to make up your mind. And that's a way of thinking.
Well, amen. I'll read two verses here that it's how you started, Jason, talking about overcoming in faith. 1 John 5:4 and 1 John 5:5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith.
Amen.
Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? That's the first place you start, right there. And, you know, and it goes along with what both of you said this morning.
That's where it starts,
that's
right there.
That's where it starts. You know? And overcoming the world, as we know, they don't know the difference between the earth and the world there. I mean... the world, of course, we were taught, and rightly so, world order. The kingdom of Satan, the domain, or whatever you want to call it, that's what that's talking about. It's not talking about the earth. You know, and a lot of people look at that as the earth, and it doesn't mean earth. It means...
I think it means world order,
don't
it?
That's right. It means all those, you know, that we've heard about off the pulpit the last few weeks, all those enemies of... Psalms 83, from Edom, you know, to the children
of tares.
To the children of Lot, the tares, the children of the devil. That's who you're going to overcome by, like John said a while ago, when you enter that jurisdiction of Jesus Christ under his kingdom by the blood of the Lamb. I mean, that's where it starts.
You get born of God again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the church at, I think it's what, Thessalonica? Right there toward the end, he says, "Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And then it goes on, we hear that it seems like at times, but then it goes on, and what comes to me this morning, Jason, with your comments is right here, do not quench the spirit.
Yeah,
examine everything exactly. Carefully. And you know, we do have to do that. You know, the Spirit moves different in each and every one of us. And it moves different in Frank out there than it does in Joe out there. And it moves different in us here. But we have to do our best to stay tuned with the Spirit. And if it moves us in a way, we do that in following the instructions that we're given here. And all through this, it talks, you know, especially as you see the day drawing near. And don't we certainly see that day drawing near with the apostasy that we see throughout the land? The earthquakes in diverse places. Had a call this week and checked on the news. I guess Japan had another big earthquake right there at the Fukushima site.
Yeah, that was yesterday on our time, which would have been Saturday, because it happened Saturday on their time.
Yep, didn't see much about it. Chris from Virginia actually called in and gave a quick report, and there was very little in the news about it yesterday, and I didn't see any headlines this morning.
No, that's what. Yet I heard a little news thing about it, and somebody sent some stuff to me, but I tell you what, I couldn't find hardly anything about it. You know, for a 7.3, 7.4. Magnitude earthquake, not to be talked about. That's something, you know. And I think that the reason that they can get a tsunami, another tsunami within so many days after that, from what they were talking, and that's one of the things that they were watching for last night. You know, with our time, so I don't know what time it would have been over there, if it would have been Saturday afternoon or whatnot, but that's what they were watching for, and it was 7.3, 7.4, that's a pretty good size earthquake.
Yeah. In the same place that they've had one, where they've had these massive nuclear reactors go offline and spewing deadly radiation in the air, but that's not newsworthy. We don't need to tell anybody about that.
Well, and I think a lot of what it is the you notice how that last Fukushima, with the radiation and everything, the radiation spewing out, you know, it's going into the ocean, it's melting down, blah, 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 you know, it's going on. And then all of a sudden you didn't hear anything about it. I mean, it was just like, they got it stopped, everything, you know.
I don't know if they said they got it stopped. I think they just...
I don't know if they did either.
I think they just quit reporting on it.
They just quit reporting on it, though. You know, next thing you know is you're talking to people about, they got that shut down. That's not on the news anymore. Well, hello. They were saying that they couldn't get it shut down. You know, nobody knows. It's pretty, and I think that's why that they don't want to put it back in the news, because they don't want to bring back all those memories and put that back into people's mind, having people ask the question, what happened to that last, what happened with those nuclear reactors?
That's right.
You know, because it's still spewing radiation out into the water and into the atmosphere, and that's what they were talking about with this this recent earthquake, is how that could disrupt stuff and put it back into the water and put it back into the atmosphere if it hasn't been happening the whole time. I mean, you know, you look at the increased radiation amounts that are all over the world since that happened, and it's pretty obvious that something's taking place.
Yeah, but the people don't want to know about that.
No, they don't.
What the people are, we need to tell the people what they're concerned about. And that's what the news people report on. And that is that Manning only missed one day of practice this week, and he was back in, and he'll be back in this weekend at the game. It was a minor ankle injury, so that's what the talking heads talk about all week, you know.
Protocols of Zion.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But like you say, Jason, in 2 Chronicles 2:3, let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
Yep.
So we know, I mean, just like you say, we need to rejoice when we see these things because the apostasy is definitely taking place. I read the other day that it's up to about 30% of the people in this country now that do not attend church in any way, which is, you know, double-edged swords there, too, with the churches we have today.
Yeah, I don't know if they're better off or not.
Yeah, could be, but when they don't proclaim any kind of religion, no God, then I'd say no.
Yeah, it's tough. But sometimes it's harder to deprogram people than it is to, you know, to bring them the good news for the first time. But, yeah, it's tough to know what's better and what ain't.
Anymore, I just pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That seems to be about the best prayer you can pray these days.
Yeah, it was that way in 2 Timothy here. Kind of the same thing. Evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we sure see that in the churches. So it's... maybe we'll apply what Jason said earlier, you know, a third of the people in the nation are, you know, getting handouts and less than a third are working, so you can't continue that. It can't go on forever like that. Is that good news or bad news? Well, the good news is it can't go on like that, and it's the same way there. You know, the bad news, 30% of the people don't go to church. Hey, let's change our way of thinking. Hallelujah. 30% of the people aren't being deceived and lied to by these dirty birds that have infiltrated the pulpit.
No, but they're getting it
but
from some other
They're getting it from TV or somewhere, yeah. Well, let's try the phone lines this morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wrangler.
Morning, guys. Yeah, you're talking about the Fukushima earthquake and why it's so quiet about it. The situation over there is they have these fuel rods, these nuclear fuel rods that are in a like a big pool of water that were on top of this building that was wrecked in the first earthquake, you know, and it's extremely vulnerable, you know, and there's a big worry even before this earthquake that if these rods, in the removal of these rods, if they're exposed to air, or if they break, or if they touch each other, there could be like a meltdown that could be like catastrophic. I've heard talk about maybe having to evacuate as many as 10 million people, even parts of Tokyo. And this thing would spew radiation all around the world. And one of the things that we're worried about is another earthquake that, you know, that would damage that. Now, all that work's having to be done by hand. Normally it's done by computer, you know, but it's all... The structure there is all messed up, so they're all having to do it with a crane and everything. And so that's why they're keeping very, very quiet about that. If you just put Fukushima rods into the Internet, you'll get all the stories. Fukushima rods, and you get the whole story.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Who is this?
Yeah, who's this calling
us from? West Virginia.
All right,
Ken from West Virginia.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, and nobody knows how the last plagues that's going to hit. Nobody knows how God's planning on doing that. I mean, whether it's through rods in Fukushima or however, but there's going to be something falling out of the sky. I know that, you know, don't know exactly what, but it's going to have a burning and it's going to kill a lot of people. Well, a lot of everything.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, this is Dee from Oklahoma.
Good morning, Dee.
I missed the other caller because I was on the line, but I don't know if he said that, I guess TEPCO admitted a week ago or so with that typhoon that the water did leak into the sea, the radioactive water. And then also they're finding that Hawaii, the radiation is up, way up. And also there's a mass of radioactive waste the size of California that's moving towards California. So, and I have a dog in the background. the other thing I was going to tell you, I went on healthcare.gov to look at plans, health plans, and something they're not telling everybody. When you go on there and they give you your estimate of what you're going to pay, they said in my state the cheapest was $180 for catastrophic and $200 for bronze. But to get the subsidy, you have to be silver. So that's another $100. And the subsidy is about $100. So they don't tell you that. So I just thought I'd put that out there. I haven't heard anyone explain that.
Just say no. Just say no.
Yeah. So, well, then you get fined.
Yeah.
And they say the fine keeps going up every year.
Yeah, it does. It's it doubles year two, triples year three, and who knows from there.
Like passwords say, forever?
Forever?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's you know, we got to have the right way of thinking. You know, we have Psalms 2 for the health assurance plan. We have Malachi 3 that is another health and wealth assurance plan. And those plans are forever. Those plans are. They are forever.
And that's part of that overcoming that we were talking about earlier. You know, I mean, just like this thing in Japan. I mean, you better be in Christ. Or, you know, I mean, even if you die, you better be in Christ, you know. But I have a feeling that many people that are in Christ won't be hit by that plague, you know, and it won't take their lives. But that's neither here nor there. You better be in Christ, born of God, overcome the world, like Jason was saying at the beginning of the show, and all this other stuff won't affect you. And that's part of that victorious faith.
Amen.
Yeah, when I was reading
that. If you're going to get involved in health insurance, then you probably ought to look at those Christian co-ops that meets the Obamacare requirements, but they're more of a biblical plan.
Yeah, I don't know if you've had a chance, Dee, to look at those. We kind of mentioned them just by name a couple weeks ago on the Scriptural Review of the News, but there's a couple out there. Samaritans.org is one. MediShare, I think, is another one that are more of health cost sharing, Christian sharing programs rather than insurance, but they do cover. They do.
I know a lot of people that have used that MediShare one and had been real happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, some people on the ministry are on those kind of things.
Yeah.
Good to see
you. Yep. What were they again?
It's one of them is MediShare, MEDI-Share. And then another one is Samaritans.org. And like Jason said, we've kind of had experience with at least people that have used those. And it's more of a Christian cost sharing for medical reasons. So you might take a look
at
those.
Yeah, you need to be careful if you're, once you sign up on that contract with the government, then, I mean, you're allowing them to come into your home to inspect to make sure you're not
having guns.
Arming children and that you don't have weapons, and so we got to stay out of their system at all costs.
Yeah. Well, I was just going on, you can go on now and just look at plans and only tell them whether you're 50 or older and if it's for you or your family, and they give you estimates of 50 or younger. And
did they ask you a bunch of questions too? Personal questions?
No. No, they ask your state, your county, you check whether you're 50 or older or under 50. And then whether it's for you or your spouse or business, and that's it. And then they just give you estimates. And if you're the 50 or older group, the estimate's for 50. If you're under 50, the estimate's for 24-year-olds. So that's the problem, is people are getting false estimates if they're not that age. So it's going to be more, obviously, if they're, you know, 40. And so they're thinking, okay, it's only this amount. And so that's why there's criticism about it, but, I mean, there's a lot of criticism about it.
Yeah, there is.
I just wonder if they did this on purpose, because I sometimes think they're not that stupid.
I think God's still giving us a chance is what he's doing. He's created Babylon within this system. They can't fix it until he allows them to fix it. So it's the prayers that we're praying, the rifle and the pistol prayer and the confusion in the camp.
Amen.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, D.
Here's my Medicare plan. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Mark 17:18. 16:17 and 18.
Amen.
Chapter 16.
Amen.
We got to realize too that these plagues of Egypt, these plagues and diseases of Egypt, man's not going to be able to cure them. It's only going to be through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
You see news reports all the time. You know, this vaccine had cancer-causing agents in it, and you see that stuff. And there is the only way to be able to be saved from that, from those plagues. You're right, John. Is to be in Christ, to abide in Him, to have Him abide in you, to be clothed in Christ. You know, that's fireproof clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just this week, they're all these mask mails going out and posters and everything all around work saying, "Come get your free flu shot." You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And we only have 900 available free. Well, then that was Monday. Then Wednesday, we come across another 900.
They found in the trunk of a car another case.
Yeah, and then Friday, same thing. Oh. By the way, we have another 900. So yeah. Be sure. And then they send out, thank you for coming and getting, you know, are you kidding me?
They know what buttons to push. If they say, just go get your flu shot, people go, I don't know. If they say, we have the regular flu shot, but we also have, because they had the triventum, you know, the three-way flu shot, but then they also had the quad. See, they had the four-way that protects against this extra bad flu. It's a four-way, but there's limited numbers of four, so you might be able to get a quad. So everybody says, that's better. So that's the button to push that our enemy that studies us like lab rats knows.
Yeah.
And John, that's another example. You know, there's only so many here, so get them while you can.
And then they send out all these thank yous. So thank you so much for helping to reduce the risk mm-hmm. of flu going through the, you know. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. But you guys go ahead, keep going off to the slaughter. I think I'll be the sheep going the other way.
Yeah. Amen.
Revelation.
Well, on that, you know, that flu vaccine, I've known a lot of people that have talked to a lot of people that have went and gotten that flu vaccine. And most of them, you know, they get the flu vaccine, and they get sick for a couple days directly after they get the, you know, they get the flu vaccine. They get the flu, basically,
mm-hmm.
Is what happens. You know, and, you know, they're sick, they're tired, they're sore, you know, it's just like getting the flu. It's like, you know, and you think about it, it's like, wouldn't it be easier just to wait and hope you don't get the flu? And pray you don't get the flu, then, you know, infect your body with the flu virus. And
not to mention whatever else.
Yeah, and that's just it. You don't even know what's going into your body.
Exactly. And it was interesting because I was talking, you know, and I talked to several people that, they go get their flu shot every year, you know, and every year they feel sick and feel you know, horrible after it for about 3 days. I think everybody usually said about 3 days is how long they had the symptoms. And then I was talking to a woman, and it was a completely different story, and it really struck me as being different because, you know, she was telling me about her daughter going in and getting the flu shot. And I'm like, that's a bunch of garbage. I'm like, did you get yours? And she's like, no, I didn't. And she's like, I wish I would have. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you know, this person was into, you know, natural health and eating right and, you know, comes back and she was telling me about how her daughter went and got the flu shot, came back, didn't have any symptoms, didn't get sick off of it at all, and came back and then she came down with the flu, the woman that I was talking to did, and her daughter didn't get it and she got it and she was sick and sick and sick and she was, you know, wishing that she got that flu shot because how good that flu shot worked for her daughter. And her granddaughter, I think it was her daughter and her granddaughter both got it. How, you know, she wished she would have got that flu shot because then she wouldn't get the flu so bad. Well, the difference was this woman was Jewish. And I just, you know, it really hit me because it was a complete different story than what you usually hear when you're talking to one of our people. And so I think that, you know, it's my belief that they are using, you know, that there's, you know, we know that there's they and us.
Yeah.
But
well, it's just like Richard said, they study us like lab rats.
Yeah, so does this,
there's
does
DNA
this vaccine work for
yeah.
them
yeah.
and not work for our people? You
yeah.
know, it,
yeah.
it, you know, it's selective genetics. I mean, it's... We know it's possible. I mean, you can identify a race of people by their genetics. That's, I mean, that's
absolutely.
Old. It's the, you know, the, oh, some of those groups of people were doing it years ago where they identified, you know, who, you know, with these genetic weapons that they've used against, you know, people in the past. So, I don't
they've
know.
They've used these on reptiles is what you're saying.
Exactly. And they've created something that can work for them and benefit them and can harm us. And we're the ones paying the bill for it.
Well, it's no different than spraying your yard with something that's going to kill the weeds but won't harm the grass. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Oh, sometimes the feed that we get for the horses and the cattle, they say, you know, and the minerals, you know, and it'll be marked on the bag, don't feed to sheep.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you can leave the minerals out, you know, and we do that for the cattle and the horse. They have free-range minerals out there. But there's some brands that we get, and it says, do not feed the sheep. And so it's not yeah. that it's so far-fetched that, oh, no, it affects everybody the same. No, it doesn't. You know, it's just as simple as the genetics that it is.
Yeah.
It is. Well.
Special ingredients for the.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for the certain. Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you this 26th of October live from the Radio Ranch. Sun's peeking up over the mountains, and it's it'll be knocking a little bit of frost out this morning. It's been a slow fall coming in, nice and easy, beautiful colors. And we've got the phone lines open, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in with a comment or a question. And we'll. Kyle brought some extra coffee, just poured me another half cup, so... We sure appreciate that. We do want to announce out that we are in the final stages of having the DC Street Sorcery Exposed Part 2 DVD. We're hoping to have those, start mailing those out next week. It's been long awaited, much anticipated, and at not a slight expense either. Those documentaries are quite expensive for this ministry to produce. But it's a good work to get these, to do our best to open up the eyes of the remnant and to get this type of information out. And so they'll be coming out next week. We're right in the middle of printing newsletter volume 10. And it has a little more detail and explanation on it. So that'll be hopefully in the mail by the end of next week. And so those of you that get that will be able to take a look in there and order it there.
Why don't you explain a little bit about November 4th, starting Monday night?
Well,
people won't be able to watch Monday Night Football anymore.
Well, I guess it depends on when it comes on as far as Monday Night Football. I don't even know if that's early or late. Or they still have Monday Night Football. I saw something Thursday Night Football not too long ago.
They got every night.
Maybe
football.
They have it on every night.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. But... Monday nights, we are we'll reintroduce to you Pastor Peter's radio broadcasts. We're calling them Classic Truths because that's what they are. And, you know, for years, Pastor broadcast nightly from the Radio Ranch right here and covered a wider variety of subjects, I guess, than on the church pulpit. Sometimes just shooting from the hip as the Holy Spirit moved him, and sometimes answering questions and comments from mail and emails, and sometimes interviewing authors and other people on just almost every subject under the sun. And for years, broadcast those, and those we really haven't had in the rebroadcast rotation, and so they've kind of been just hunkering down in the Radio Ranch vault, if you would. And so we've been able to dig deep into that vault and pull those old radio broadcasts out, and we'll be bringing them to you on Monday nights. I think, Jason, 6 p.m. Mountain
yep.
Time?
Yep, 6 p.m. Mountain Time.
And 7 Central and 8 Eastern. So that'll be the the earlier hour, and I think with this, you know, heading into fall and heading into winter right now, that that'll be a better time, be a real good time anyway to get those broadcasts out. So starting the first Monday in November, you can hear those classic truths right here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. And
yeah, I know Kyle and Richard were saying how what a rough job it is to have to go through and listen to those, edit them, and get them ready for the radio.
Yeah, it's really painful.
Yeah.
You know what? He was so good at talking about the day's events and bringing it back to what we were talking about earlier, and that is the solution,
yeah,
the overcoming, the faith.
Having that right mindset.
I mean, he'd have a, you know, an hour show or 50-some minute show, and he would always, you know, there'd be some doom and gloom in it. You know, there would be some doom and gloom in it.
There's some doom and gloom in the Word.
But he would always bring the good news back to it,
yep,
you know, and he was masterful at it, and you know, just, you forget, you know, I mean, even though you don't really forget, you still, when you're listening to him, you forget how much the Spirit of God worked with that man, and anyway, they're great.
We've got a caller, we'll get right to you. One last thing on the shortwave schedule is there is a new schedule in the Dragon Slayer newsletter on page 14, and it's that time of the year to where the hour from when the frequency changes is there, and won't try to go through it, but if you take a look there, it's also, it'll be up at our website as well, and I think it kicks in, is it tomorrow, Jason, or maybe Monday? I think it's pretty close.
Yeah, I can't remember. This weekend sometime.
Yeah, but the frequency changed from 9.480 to 5.830, and so it just, the hour changes because of the change in the season. But you can take a look there for the complete shortwave broadcasting schedule. So, well, let's go to the caller. Caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man. This is Tom Montana. How are you fellas today?
We're doing good, Tom. How are you?
How's
the weather up there? Kind of cool, or
it's going to cool off. It's been real nice the past week, but it sounds like storms coming in. But it's that time of the year, so we're ready for it, I guess. Got our wood chopped and everything. We're ready for it.
Good.
But I was just calling, and all these prayers that we're praying. I know that I'm pretty much praying without ceasing. I think it is having a profound effect on this, the way things are going. I believe that all the trouble that they're having with this Obamacare stuff is due to our prayers specifically.
And amen, brother.
Confusion, and the book of Obadiah has just been in my head for the last month, and it just is such a blessing, and I can see the effect plainly that we're having. All the oiling that's going on, and it's just shaking their foundation.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God for the answers to our prayers. But you folks have a good day.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep, we'll see you.
All right.
You know, I was thinking of the word when he's talking about that, and he brought up Obadiah, you know, how Joseph will be a fire and Jacob is a flame, is that how it says, or vice versa? But anyway, I was
talking... Esau a flame, yeah.
Well, Esau's going to be stubble, is what they're going to be.
Stubble, yeah.
But the word of God is, a lot of times it's that word rhema, which means spoken word, you know, and, you know, the imprecatory prayers, especially, I mean, you can read them right in Psalms, you know, which a lot of it is right out of Psalms, right out of David's.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's the Word of God, you know, and it is a fire, you know, the spoken word that's, you know, that it's going to, you know, and I'm glad he brought up the fact that, you know, he recognizes that it has to do with the prayers. Because, I mean, if you don't, well, you're praying unbelieving then, because we have to believe that those prayers are working, and they are. I mean, it's obvious, you know, that God is confusing them. But
yes,
that spoken word, people don't realize, and I didn't realize growing up, you know, I would silently pray all the time, you know. But there's something to, and Pastor Peter's brought this out many times, there's something to that spoken word that it's like that beginning of the old Bonanza show where the fire is burning up the map of the whole country. I mean, it works that way.
Yeah, it does.
And the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will be as stubble.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's has to do with that genetics. You know, there's a house of Joseph, there's a house of Jacob, and there's a house of Esau. And they have different purposes and different end results. Go ahead, John.
What I've noticed lately is when you're reading your Bible, read it out loud. And, you know, as faith comes by hearing, like we've talked about, you seem to get a whole lot more out of reading as you hear it while you're reading it.
Amen.
More comprehension.
Amen. You know, we encourage also, after the nightly broadcast that we have, Monday night, this coffee program is replayed at the 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern hour. Tuesday night, you can join Kyle for Solutions. Wednesday night,
well,
of course...
Actually, Saddle Up.
Saddle Up. I'm sorry. I'm thinking... Let my mouth catch up here. Tuesday night, you can join Kyle for Saddle Up. Wednesday night, the early hour, the God's Home Care Health Care. And then, of course, at the live hour, the Wednesday night prayer meeting. I have the program Thursday night. On Friday night, the early hour, you have Solutions. And then you can join Jason for Gideon's Armory at the 7 o'clock Mountain Time. But the hour after those live broadcasts, you can, if you'll stay tuned, you'll hear that very thing. You'll hear the Word of God read. And it is the good news gospel. And that's like the good news, or the gospel. That's what those words mean. You're absolutely right, John. You know, I encourage you, whether you listen on your iPhone or on the internet or the shortwave, keep the broadcast going after the live hour and just hear, because it might be reading in Obadiah or in James or in Genesis. And there is power, as you said, Kyle, in that spoken word. And there's power in hearing the prayers. There's power in hearing the Word of God read. Seems like that's how we get faith, isn't it? One of the ways, anyway. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, this is Alex in Ontario.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, regarding Pastor Peter's nightly broadcast and the tradition of the nightly broadcast that you men are continuing in, they weren't just unique from what he taught. They were unique from a broadcasting standpoint, because most, if not all, other like religious broadcasts, like preachers or like pastors that are on the radio, it's either just excerpts from sermons from their church pulpits or prepared sermons preached in the studio, whereas with Pastor Peter, there could be a sermon from the LaPorte Church of Christ or a sermon in the studio, but also like an interview, like you said, or answering mail and phone calls, or a combination of all of those things.
You're right, Alex. It is, and like John said, as we've gone back through and you know, brought them out and re-listened to them, they're encouraging. They're different points that he was able to bring up in just the nightly broadcast than maybe in the church pulpit. He understood that many times although there's some of the same people in the audience, many times on the shortwave it was a different audience. Whether it's more of a patriot group or more of a, whatever it may be. And
no phone screeners, no caller ID.
Just right there.
Whenever he picked it up, who knew what was going to be on the other end.
Right. So we are. We're looking forward to being able to get those Holy Spirit-inspired teachings back out to the people again, in continuing to put the gospel out.
That's good, and that's all I really had to say this morning.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Alex.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to one a couple weeks ago where he's interviewing a doctor, and of course the doctor didn't have quite the biblical perspective that Pastor Peters had, and they end up with an argument, you know, I mean, a cordial argument.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, because Peter was basically saying, I want those bastards dead, you know, and the doctor was like going, well, I, you know, he's wanting to have all this love and stuff, you know, and Pastor Peters would go, are you telling me that, you know, these that cause all these deaths to infants and all this, you know, you don't want them dead? I mean, and it's, if somebody was just listening to that for the first time, it would, they'd either turn it off.
Or it'd open their eyes.
Open their eyes.
And maybe they'd say, is it really say that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Does it really say that? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should go look.
Yep. So it's unlike, like Alex said, it's unlike any other radio show you'd hear.
Amen. Amen. You know, you mentioned those imprecatory prayers, and if we mail the imprecatory prayers out every month, also put them in the newsletter, and the imprecatory prayer for October, and we're going to keep it for November, maybe for the rest of the year, because it is having a profound effect, and it is the rifle and pistol prayer. And they are imprecatory prayers, and they are having an effect. And you can see them at the website. If you go to the website, scriptures4america.org, right there on the home page, Jason's done a great job of having those right there. You can look at them. You can read them out loud. You can print them off on your computer. You can click on the audio link, and you can hear the pastor read them off and pray the pistol prayer. And
yeah, remember when that first came out, we prayed the pistol prayer at the top of every hour that we were awake.
Yeah.
That was quite exciting.
And you know, we've asked that, and I think, Jason, you have it on the schedule, what one of them is playing about every third hour now, at least?
Yeah, the rifle prayer is every 3 hours, and then the pistol prayer in between that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pistol prayer, yeah.
And so we do encourage you to take a look at those, to print it out, to have it. It'll be coming to you in the back of Volume 10 newsletter as well. And they are powerful. We carry a little book, prayer psalms, or what is it? Imprecatory psalms of the
war psalms
yeah. of the Prince of Peace,
yeah.
And it's a book that addresses those imprecatory prayers that David prayed in light of today's Christianity. And it says unashamedly, yes, we are to pray those. And it points out, as the pastor has over the years, the difference between, like you said, you mean those out there that want to steal, kill, and destroy, and do steal, kill, and destroy. You know, that I picture in my mind Goliath. You know, Goliath came to steal, kill, and destroy. He mocked the living God. He was not going to be converted, you know.
Right.
He was not going to repent. He just had to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new under the sun. There are still some there that are that way. Anyway, so we do have that book, War Psalms of the Prince of Peace. If it's something that you'd like to read a little bit more about. And you can order that at our website. We've got the SFA card is up and running at scriptures4america.org. You can click on the, I think it's SFA store, and you can look right through that.
Did anybody see anything about that Diane flipping out on the floor?
Diane who?
Diane Wright, Reddy's?
The stenographer?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did. Had a, and actually we had someone wrote in and sent it in to us, and that also is in the mailbag for this newsletter that's being printed. But why don't you bring them up to date on that, Jason?
Yeah, it was a pretty good story. Posted it up there on the Newswire. You know, the thing is, you know, you see things like this happen, and you're glad that they happen, but then it's sad that it has to happen, that a woman has to do it. You know, and it just, you know, that's the... It's almost like a catch-22, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a shame, I think. God brings that up to shame his people.
It's like, you know, I mean, I was sitting about reading this story thinking, well, this woman's got more gonads than a lot of men.
Yeah.
As congressional lawmakers ended the 16-day government shutdown Wednesday night by approving a bill to resume funding for the federal government through January 17th, longtime House stenographer Diane Reddy caused the ruckus inside the House chambers by interrupting the vote and shouting, "The House is divided." And this is not one nation under God. Her outburst, captured on a C-SPAN, lasted only moments before House security officials carried her away as she continued shouting, "You are all sons of the devil." She was quoted as saying, "He will not be mocked. This is not one nation under God. It never was. The greatest deception here is this is not one nation under God. It never has. Had it been, it would not have been. The Constitution would not have been written by Freemasons. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. Praise be to God, Lord Jesus Christ."
Yep, that's amazing testimony.
Yeah, it was interesting because Chris called me yesterday, and he said that they had a local radio station that interviewed her after this whole thing took place, and she said that she laid in bed for three nights in a row, and she's like, just the Holy Spirit just kept bringing her, telling her what to say, and she, after the third day, she realized that she couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's just that, you know, that's what just reporting on what Chris said, but.
Yeah, the note that got sent in to us said it quoted her and had a quote from her. It said, "For the past 2.5 weeks, the Holy Spirit's been waking me up in the middle of the night and preparing me," and in parentheses said, "through my reluctance and doubt to deliver a message in the House chambers. That's what I did last night." And then even her husband verified that, said, "Yeah, for the last couple of weeks, she's been waking up in the middle of the night saying, I can't sleep. God's got me in the work." And you know,
in Philippians, in Paul's writing to the Philippians, in verse 3, I could read 1 and 2 to set it up, but just verse 3 says, "Indeed, true companion, I ask also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement, also in the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life." Of course, you know, there's quite a few teachings in there about how a woman is to be silent and how a woman is, you know, to stay in her place or whatever. But, hey, I mean, it says we read this last week, I think, John brought it up, about the sons and daughters will prophesy. And that's basically what this was, you know. Whether she's right, whether she really was,
right,
we don't need to go there. But we do know one thing, you know, she was right about a lot of stuff she said.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And
there's probably more truth in those couple sentences that she got out on the House floor than is ever spoken there.
Yeah, you're right. And it was prophetic. You know, I mean, she's not teaching the Word of God. She's not, you know, it was just prophecy.
Yeah.
You know, certain type.
Holy Spirit was working through her.
Yeah. Well, guys, the hour's about to wrap up and round up.
Until I know about Thursday night.
Thursday night, well.
Just let me know about Thursday night. What's going on?
Thursday night is All Hallows Eve. It falls on a Thursday this year, the 31st of October. And we're gonna plan on a 2-hour broadcast from here. I think we'll take the early hour and the regular live broadcast hour. Gonna have Shannon and I is gonna join me, and we'll just have a 2-hour praise and worship service, anti Halloween, pro Christianity, kind of like them gun rallies you see. You know, they have pro Constitution, pro open carry gun rallies. It's gonna be kind of like that, but different.
Are you gonna take calls?
We might take calls, yeah. So tune in Thursday night. Plan on it. This upcoming Halloween, hopefully you're not out taking your children trick-or-treating. Hopefully you're saying, nope, by God, we're not going to participate in that heathen, ungodly antichrist holiday. So hopefully you're not out taking your kids trick-or-treating. You can tune in on the shortwave. You can tune in on the internet. And you know, the pastor had done that a couple times. Had a nice, nice little two-hour anti-Halloween program. So that's what we're going to do. So mark your calendars and join us starting at 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern, and just mark 2 hours.
Well, we got it set up to start off for 7 o'clock Mountain and to go for the live hour and then the hour after that.
Okay. Well, glad you let me know that. So there it is, starting the live hour and then for 2 hours. So tune in there, mark your calendars, and we'll go from there. And we also want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can come to scripturesforamerica.org on the internet, and right there on the home page, you can click on and watch the live services starting at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And we'll have either a scriptural insight and study or a scriptural review of the news for you to start off. And then you'll get to see John there with a welcome and some scripture verses. And then Shannon and I will come up and we'll have a song service. And where are we at on communion? Is it you're up tomorrow?
No, sir.
I'm up tomorrow for communion. We'll do that. And we got to get Jason back in that rotation, you know. So he always brings a good communion message. So I hope you're listening in there, Jason. I know you are.
Yeah.
And but anyway, and then we'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired message by Pastor Peter, some timeless truths. And they are timeless just like the Bible is, because the messages that he preached were Bible-based. They were built on that foundation of Jesus Christ, the rock. And although the storms have come, the message has remained. And the message is repent or perish. And part of the repentance is of course belief that we read, but it's also action. And it's believing in the word and obeying the word, where it says you must be born again, and understanding about baptism and being baptized. And that's where we are saved. It truly is. Well, guys, we're out of time. We better just finish with the song here. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, they hide.
Ride them out,
they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Moving, though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.